The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How you living?
I'm living the dream. How about you?
Day to day. When it gets to be minute by minute, I'll stop the worry, but doing fine. Would you please introduce today's guest and topic?
Absolutely. So today we have with us Jennifer Jackson from Heartland Counseling. She's been with us before and always shares wonderful insight to what's going on. And we're talking about families. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Morning, Jennifer, and
Hi.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We have a great topic today, but before we get into the meat of our show, would you please give us an update on what's happening at Heartland Counseling?
Yes, I would love to. So I'm so excited. We moved into our new building last week, and we are fully operational. It's been absolutely amazing. It's light and airy, and all of my staff have even said how it's just such a blessing, and even when they're leaving at night, they just feel like it's so much lighter. So it's wonderful.
Big morale booster.
Yes.
So
for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, let's get busy on today's topic. We have dedicated 2023 to addressing the stress and issues facing Siouxland families. Families are at the core of our community, locally and across the nation. So, Jennifer, what are you seeing as key issues facing Nebraska families in 2023?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, and a lot of this I think is post-pandemic, you know, kids are really struggling. Anxiety and depression is very high, as we all know. But I think it's families and parents, guardians, trying to figure out how do we deal with this. And so what we're doing is we're doing a lot of support with the families. A lot of therapists are focusing more on family therapy. And with the young ones, we actually, in our new building as well, we have two PCIT rooms. So what PCIT is parent-child interactive therapy. And that is when we're guiding, the therapist is guiding those parents on how to work with their kids. And it's been phenomenal. And we actually even had recently a therapist go to another training with PCIT on how to work with adolescents, which is kind of a new thing. And so that's very exciting too. But other things we do in the homes is we do peer support. So we do that with adults and with kids. So parents that are struggling, maybe they have kids, we can also wrap services around those adults. So, and this is all free to them. This isn't a cost. So that's very exciting. And we also have our day program, which is called the Life Center. So let's say parents are struggling again. Maybe they're not working. They're off work right now and they're trying to find a job. They can come there even during the day. They can eat lunch, do their laundry there. And then we can help them apply for jobs and do that kind of thing. So it's a lot of case management to help those families and those parents get back on their feet.
That is absolutely wonderful. You talk about all encompassing, and you hit it on the head when you talked about the children and the depression and the anxiety that we're seeing. So, you know,
yes.
As it slides downhill,
right.
The kids get it. Brenda, are you seeing the same thing in family services?
Yeah, we see it in family services, and then we also see it in our residential programming. I think families are under extreme pressure right now with inflation and yes. jobs and the kids being being behind in education and just trying to find their footing. And they don't know what to do with all of that. And so they're just really reaching out. And like Jennifer said, it's wrapping around the whole family, not just focusing on one individual, but how can we come together and support this family to just kind of find their bearings again and get functioning.
Right.
I'm Art Silver along with my co-host Brenda Geisinger and our guest, Heartland Counseling Services Executive Director, Jennifer Jackson. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. So let's continue our discussion on stress and how it's affecting Nebraska families. Jennifer, you know, we live in the breadbox of America. Are you finding food challenges also in families?
Yes. Yes. So food challenges and, well, it goes back to finances, right? So how if your car breaks down, right, how are you supposed to get to work? So we work very closely with Growing Community Connections and Community Response. So in Nebraska, there's a program called Community Response. And what that does is you can apply for funds to help families or help yourself when it comes to basic needs like that. Let's say, I mean, your car breaks down. How can you help me pay for this to get fixed? And what a committee goes over all of these things and helps them get back on their feet. So that is a service we work very close with, and you can get online on growingcommunityconnections.org and actually apply for those funds right on there.
Well, that's a tremendous segue for us because next week we have Joanne Giesel.
Oh, perfect.
And yes. We're trying to get out and just get the message out to the Siouxland community.
Yes.
There's help out there.
There is.
And folks just need to know where to go to get the help. So Heartland Counseling, I love that program of the day, almost not daycare, but a place to go that's a productive place.
It is. It's just like for people just like you and I. You know, we may be struggling. Maybe it's somebody that's on disability or somebody that's has in recovery with their alcoholism. It's for anybody 18 and older. It's free. It's open 6 days a week. We pick people up. We take them home. I mean, and if you want to drive, and we will be on the bus route. So, I mean, that's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is excellent news. Let me ask you this. Where can families go for food assistance? Other than the general places that, I know we have the food bank in town, but are they overused? So do we have like little pockets that we can kind of take care of our folks?
Or? Yes. So on the Nebraska side, we have a program called Voices for Food. And so Brenda Sale oversees that program. And they have multiple sites in Dakota County where you can go and get food throughout the month. So again, if you go to GCC, our Growing Community Connections, you can click on there and it'll show you the different sites of where you can go and get food.
Is this limited to just folks in Nebraska?
No, it's not.
That's important.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And on that website, you can see all the different food pantries in town.
Great.
Yes.
That is a tremendous
resource. Yep, and it's open to anybody.
So, folks, if you have a food challenge going on and you know of somebody, there are places to go where you can get some help. Let me ask you this, Jennifer. Your ruralness, for lack of another.
Yes.
Does that create problems for you?
It does. So, and actually we just inherited 4 more counties. So we are now over 15 counties. The nice thing is we have, with us continuing to grow, we have new staff that live in those areas. So again, if anybody in the rural counties, you know, it's from Dakota County all the way to Cherry County. Anybody in those rural areas can always call Heartland, and then we can set you up with our crisis responder who will help you find those resources. Yes.
And I know the internet is very important to you to deal with the ruralness. I think you're a little ahead of things with what you do that the rest of the country is trying to catch up on. So I love your internet access. You want to talk about that program and how it serves Nebraskans?
Sure. So with GCC. Okay, so with Growing Community Connections, it's actually an amazing site. Again, and I'm actually the board president for GCC, so I'm really proud to talk about them. Right? So, but it's really amazing. So you can get on there. There's a resource guide. Any agency, and I guess I'll talk about agency side first. Any agency in town can go on there and enroll. So all of your information is on the resource page. And so you can look up, let's say I need food resources. You can click on food and all the different places will come up. I need clothing. Click on it. Different places will come up. I need a mental health evaluation. Click on that and scroll down. So, and this is tri-state, and it's all for, also for rural Nebraska. So it's going to guide you on how to get there. And again, the website is growingcommunityconnections.org.
Next week, folks on the show, we will talk more in detail about the programs. It is a fascinating, just a great program with access to so many resources in the community. And I wonder if Joanne Gieselman, who is their executive director, has ever had a bad day. She is such an up person.
She is.
So she'll be with us next week.
Yeah.
So this is really good. We're trying to line up where those resources are, folks, so you can go and get some help.
Yes.
We're coming up on our break, so continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest Jennifer Jackson, the Executive Director at Heartland Counseling Services. And we're discussing family stress in Siouxland and Nebraska. So let me ask you, Jennifer, mental health services for children and families. I know you talked about the clearinghouse that Growing Community Connections has, but what is the process there if someone needs to get some mental health help?
Well, for Heartland, what we do is if you're in one of the school districts that we serve, so we're in 8 school districts currently on the Nebraska side, if a family member is really concerned about their child, they can go straight to the school counselor or the school psychologist. What they're going to do is they're going to do a direct referral to Heartland or to our therapist in the school district. Now, if you're just in general in the community, and we serve all, you know, tri-state, what we're going to do, we have a walk-in clinic. So the first thing you're going to do is you can go to our website, which is heartlandcounselingservices.org. Or you can go, or .com, we have both, or you can go to our Facebook page and it'll show you the walk-in clinic hours. So it's first come, first serve. You just show up with your child and then we do an intake. And again, the sooner you get there, the sooner you're going to get in.
I think it's great to hear this. It's absolutely great because we agencies can reinforce what's going on. We can refer. Sometimes transportation gets to be a problem. It seems like you got that figured out too. You go
and pick
them up.
We do. Yeah. So the first time they need to get there the first time. But after that, we do. We have several vehicles that our staff drive. And as long as we have permission, you know, permission slip from a release of or whatever you want to say that they have to sign, then yeah, we transport kids. In the summer, we call them summer camps, but they're therapy groups. And we go and pick all the kids up. And they spend either a morning with us for 2 to 3 hours, and we have group therapy, or in the afternoon. So that was very successful this last year.
You know, we see so much of a neglect and abuse with children. I know we have on our residential treatment board South Sioux Police Chief Ed Mahan.
Yes.
And in talking with Ed, one of the difficult things that happens is when you have a domestic violence call, mm-hmm. and they have to take action, and the children witness this, and what do you do for the children?
Right.
You know, because we're trying to break this cycle.
Exactly.
And when they witness this happen, as a mom and dad work out their issues, but they watch the police involved.
Right.
And that has a tremendous impact on kids.
It does. And I think, you know, witnessing domestic violence, a lot of people don't understand that's abuse in itself. Mm-hmm. So we don't have one currently going, but we've had witness domestic violence groups, and it's significant. It's very traumatic, And like you said, when the police come in, that's really scary. So
these are the things that the average person that doesn't go through these type of traumatic experiences in their house don't understand. And it's a ripple effect on the children. It slides down on parents. You know, sometimes they create their own mess. But, you know, what's a kid going to do?
Right.
Brenda, you have experience with domestic violence classes that we have.
Yeah, we have the Iowa Domestic Awareness Program, and people are court ordered to attend 24 classes. And it really focuses on people healing and working through on what triggers them to behave in an angry and aggressive manner. And then we also work with the kids and the victims, significant spouse or other that may have encountered that domestic violence. And it's really repairing the whole family and what is going to make them function again as a family in a healthy way. And like you mentioned, the trauma that a family goes through, even if it's just one time, can last a lifetime if you don't work that through and how to communicate and have healthy interactions. It's a difficult process, but it's something that can be overcome and work with on how to heal. So we offer the domestic awareness program. It's not punitive. It's not accusatory. It's really about how to interact in a healthy way with each other.
Let's move on that same topic. What about the extended family? Do you do much work, Jennifer, with grandparents, aunts, uncles, or children that may be in a temporary situation right now?
We do, definitely. And actually, we have one therapist who is a certified adoption therapist. So, and that doesn't just mean, you know, it doesn't just mean like if you've been adopted, right? It also means exactly what you're saying is extended family, guardians. So whoever that guardian is, then, you know, we can work with them as well and give them the skills. So, and the same thing with PCIT, which is the parent-child interactive therapy. We have a lot of grandparents who are doing that with their grandchildren, because now, and we've even had a great grandmother who is taking care of, you know, these young children and trying to assist them. So
that's commitment. And that extended family part of the village is so important. And when you talk about guardians or they're taking custody of the child, these folks are at a different age. And to step up and to be that resource takes a tremendous amount of pressure off of the system.
Right.
The adopted, the foster home system. And it's just, everything just seems to be overloaded right now. And the systems all have to work together for us to advance in the best interest of the child and family. And sometimes there are big disconnects. So let me ask you about education. We went through the pandemic. I think the children in South School were in school. South Sioux City were in school. Children in Sioux City were not in school. And we've noticed a big difference as they came back to school, where the reading grades were, et cetera. You want to comment on education? Are you playing catch up?
Yeah, you bet. So, again, like I said, we work very closely with the school district, especially South Sioux. We have 6 full-time therapists right in the schools. And we are working very closely with them. We're doing several wraparound groups within the school day, lots of youth peer support groups. And, you know, it all trickles down. If their emotional and mental health is good, then their academic scores are going to be good. So if we can support them emotionally, then, I mean, research shows, you know, Castle, who is social emotional learning, right? Yeah. I mean, there's proof that scores are going to be, I think it's something like 13% better within a year. So I think that's what we need to be doing, is we need to integrate the emotional part in the schools, you know, and work together for sure.
And I think that's coming, some of the things that we can learn and as an opportunity from the pandemic. This has been great. Jennifer, I want to thank you very much for coming in today. We're coming up on the end of our show for this week, and we want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here we go. Here's a weekly joke. My professor asked everyone in class what book helped us the most in life so far. I chose my father's checkbook. Thank you, Brenda. Jennifer, also thanks to our listening audience. I want to give a shout out to Tony Melville, the Fairway Southern Hills store manager, and the other 4 Siouxland Fairway store managers for their contribution of food and cash to the Siouxland Family Center. Thanks for showing some love. Face Off for Charity. It's our 25th celebration of Face Off, and we have some special items. You can preview the auction items right now on onebidpal.net/faceoff. And you might want to go online and start taking a look. You got to be present for all the live auction items. But here are a few you might want to be there for. New York Rangers tickets. Gunderson's got a beautiful pendant. St. Louis Cardinals tickets with a hotel. A Neil Pionk autographed jersey. An Anze Kopitar autographed jersey. Seattle Kraken's jersey. Detroit Red Wings coaches tickets and parking pass if you want to drive to Detroit. Kansas City Chiefs tickets and a Boulevard Brewery tour. Golf at Wingfoot. Yes, you heard me right. Golf at Wingfoot. New items are being added daily. So again, onebidpal.net/faceoff. Now, you must be present to bid on the live auction items, but we can arrange a proxy for you. So for any more information, please call or email Mary Pickens at 712-293-4919 or pickensm@bghome.net. Country celebrations on Friday, the 17th of February. That's next Friday at 5:30. Sneaky's world-famous chicken served by your Sioux City Musketeers. Get your tickets right now. This will be a sellout. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 949 FM, KSCJ, when our guest will be Joanne Gieselman, Executive Director of Growing Community Connections. And our topic will be how to connect in the community. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. May the sun shine.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.